Thank you for calling XPO. This is Winston. How can I assist?
Yeah, hi. This is Jimmy from Mike's Installations. I have an order number for you. Hold on. I got it right now. It is 0783. B as in Bravo. D as in David. 56.
Is this for Warren K. Bird?
Yeah, I called it earlier. It was around 10 o'clock because they had to schedule it from 2 to 4, and I told them that we weren't going to be able to be there at 2 to 4 because they had it. And we already left the area. I was going to see if we were able to do something, but there's nothing else you can do. We're all done for the day. I can't sit around. I couldn't sit around for 4 hours. So I said, I believe her name was Angela, I think I spoke with. And I told her I'd call back to let them know if I could, but there's nothing I could do. So they're going to have to put this on a reschedule.
Wait. I'm not understanding what just happened. Because it's only 11. How are you going to tell them that you couldn't make it from 2 to 4?
Because Best Buy had three, because they had three items that they didn't have in stock.
Oh.
They took off three stops from us. That's what happened. And I told that to Angela. They took off three stops, and I can't sit around for 3 hours because they don't have the merchandise. I had three stops that were all scheduled, and they took them away. And then they had this later on in the day. We can't go back in that area. We go geographically. And they had three stops fall off because they don't have the merchandise, and they don't bother to call us. That's what happened.
Okay, so wait. Why you can't... If this customer's install wasn't due till the afternoon, why would you tell them that you couldn't complete that? You had like 4 hours of rest.
I told them we weren't going to be able to. Look, I already called our area manager about this, and I told them we're not going to be able to do it. So our manager's going to have to talk to you guys. She knows the whole situation because Best Buy canceled out three stops.
Yes, sir, I do understand your situation. No. I understand your situation.
I didn't do the schedule.
But what I'm stating is, though, sir, you called an afternoon client, and clearly it's about 4 hours away.
I didn't call them. I rang the doorbell, and she answered the doorbell. I went to go see if she was home first, like we're supposed to.
But, sir, you weren't supposed to be there until 2 o'clock.
Well, it was worth a try to see if she was home. We were right around the corner.
Yes, sir, I do understand, sir. But if she had a scheduled appointment at 2 o'clock, you can't make her take a an earlier appointment.
Look, all I'm telling you is we're not going to be able to make the appointment.
Why? That's not a valid reason, sir. Okay, sir, yes, sir.
It's not a valid reason if Best Buy canceled three orders on us and we can't sit around for 4 hours?
I understand Best Buy canceled your order, sir. But she has an afternoon install, so you can't cancel her 4 hours earlier.
Look, man, you know what? I'm going to have my dispatch call you, all right? I've already called and I talked to Angie about this, and I told her if there's anything I could do, I would do it. But I can't do it. There's nothing else we could do. We're done for the day.
Sir, I have to reach out to. Hold on, sir. I'm going to reach out to your area manager and to someone else, sir. Don't go nowhere. Stay on my back line, please.
This guy's giving me a big call. Yeah, let's get right up. I already told you it's going to be healthy. Yeah. I already step on the green ones. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
carry it down with me. I want to get home with these people and see how they're doing. You
bringing this down?
Yeah. Yep. Ready? Yep.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Okay. Hold
yes,
on,
sir.
Hold on.
I just need
yeah,
that area.
On.
I just need that area manager's name so I can go ahead and notate the order for
her
you.
Her name is Joanne Kersey.
Okay, hold on. I need you to spell that for me. I just need to notate your order, sir. That's it. That's
I don't know that. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
know the exact spelling. I think it's K-E-R.
I got you. I just need to notate your order, sir. Just give me a second. And your name was, you stated Mike?
Mike's Installations. I'm Jim.
Yes. Jim. I'm sorry.
I already called my dispatch and had them call this into her.
Okay.
To talk about this with her, too.
All right. Okay.
Now, I mean, this was going on since 10 o'clock this morning.
Sure. All right, sir. I'm just notating your order, sir.
All right. No, I was just explaining that to you. That's all. I don't know if I said that.
When I'm almost finished, just give me a quick second.
I can't see how I'm off the phone. Right.
I thought you were watching me. I know
it. No, I didn't say anything.
Okay, sir, you all noted it. You're good to go, sir. Anything else that you would need from me?
That's it.
All righty, yeah. Mr. Jim. Thanks for talking with XPO. Y'all be safe out there and enjoy y'all day, okay?
All right, bye-bye. They're going to try to get me in trouble.